Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services, and we are at facebook.com/radiocafe. And yes, later on in the program, it's Speaking of the Arts, as it is every Friday, but right now it is a couple of things. First of all, the KSFR Fun Drive, which is now in its fourth day, our fourth morning on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. We have been very, very successful and happy so far on this program and in general here at KSFR, raising funds for the station. It's a kind of a crunch time. We are having a cash flow situation, as they say, and need to raise some money for the station. So please give a call to 428-1393. The number four, I have to say it more slowly. I tend to talk too fast, I am told. 428-1393. And we have a very special set of guests this morning, and we are going to give you some extra motivation to give to KSFR. Deborah Dennison is here. She is a playwright and director of the new play, The Lion and the Lamb, The Revolutionary Spirit of St. Francis of Assisi, which is opening tonight at El Museo Cultural at the Rail Yard. And Angelo Jaramillo is here. He is an actor. He is, yes, ladies and gentlemen, St. Francis of Assisi. The patron saint of our city is sitting right here in the Radio Cafe. So welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so anybody who makes a contribution today of a certain amount, and they will tell you in the control room, will get a pair of tickets to the performance anytime during the entire run, which is going on through the 3rd of October. So lots of time to see the play. What an amazing thing that you took on, Deborah, writing a play about St. Francis of Assisi.
Yes, it's a humbling thought.
It is a daunting process. Where did you go for the stories of his life?
Well, there are a great many biographies that have been written and published over several centuries. In fact, the first biographies were written by two of his companions, Leo and Thomas.
And Thomas is played by Jonathan Richards in the play.
Yes, and Leo played by Ray Geer.
Yeah.
They're, you know, your primary source material because they knew him and lived with him. Although the sort of sense of historical accuracy in writing was not particularly prevalent in the Middle Ages. People thought it was perfectly fine to adapt the truth in directions they pleased. So,
especially, one of them was a poet, as we learn in your play.
Yes, indeed. And so, quite recently, there have been several very strong biographies written by historians who have gone to primary source material, to documentation and so forth. And that was a place to start. There is a vast amount of material published on Francis of Assisi. A lot of it is religious doctrine. And so what I tried to do was separate doctrine from historical fact and start with historical fact. I think you always have to look at the doctrine and consider it, but you start with who, what, when, where, and what happened.
And part of what happened is that St. Francis, like many people who end up with this very profound and just strong religious calling, came from a prominent family and could have had a perfectly nice life with all the accoutrements that he could possibly have ever wanted, and he chose a life of utter poverty and service.
Yes, he was born to a very wealthy cloth merchant, was quite the lad in his youth, availed himself of all of the physical pleasures of life, and then had an epiphany. Actually, I believe it was a gradual process, but legend says it was a single epiphany.
Right.
In which he decided that this was not what he wanted in life, and that there were more important things to do, and he believed he was spoken to, and told that he had to turn his focus to another path.
So how did you come to the role? How did you develop those qualities of St. Francis, Angelo?
Well, excuse me. First, I have to give 100% credit to Deborah Dennison.
Oh, dear, no.
Yes. She called me a while back, and she just flat out told me that, you know, I'm developing this play on St. Francis, and I'd like you to consider playing the part of it. I believe, you know, you are the actor here in town that could really carry that role. Mm-hmm. And when she did, it was ironic enough that maybe a year earlier I had read my first biography on St. Francis for unknown reasons. I don't know why I was drawn to it, but after reading it, I was very inspired by the man's story and what he had been through and what he had decided to do. So coming into the development of the character itself, there's always been a part of me that's been somewhat enticed by the ascetic quality of trying to attain that spiritual development in the individual. Of course, I'm not very good at it myself, but...
Well, not very many people are, and that's one
that's
of the things
point, yes.
In the play, you know, right. one of the bishop guy, or was it the bishop who says, you know, if everybody followed St. Francis, nobody would be baking bread.
That's right. Yeah. And so there's also the man himself who was very contradicted. He struggled a lot with his own spiritual development. And I don't mean spiritual in like, ooh, you know, this is spirituality and whatnot. It's more so about the universal human struggle of trying to overcome your own physical limitations and trying to attain somewhat of an ideal of who you are in your own self. So I think that was a main attraction of why Francis was so amenable to what it was for me as an actor to try and meet the challenge.
There is, in the play, I was sitting in the rehearsal last night looking at it, and you know, any play about historical figure like that is food for thought. So you're watching it, and you're also going on your own contemplations about your own life. And for so many of us, I think, there is a strong religious calling and a real groundedness in the material world and material pleasures, at least up to a certain point. Mm-hmm. I mean, not infinite greed, but... You know, I have often thought, I just love central heating and warm yeah. fleece garments and things like that, and have absolutely no attraction whatsoever toward cold and suffering of any kind. And yet there is also, at the same time, for so many of us, this call toward service and this call toward understanding the mystery or being humble before the mystery. And St. Francis really...
Well,
exemplifies that.
I think it's something we confront in our lives every day. You're in a situation where you're late for an appointment that's important to you, maybe it's a job interview, and somebody falls down a set of stairs in front of you and obviously needs help. Do you stop and help them, or do you go to the interview on time and get the job? And I think these decisions confront us every day. Do we put... compassion for our fellow creatures, and of course with St. Francis it was four-leggeds and all creatures as well, first. And I think I've tried to explore that nature of humanity a bit in the play. This is less a play about religious doctrine than it is about the choices we make in how we deal with the planet, really, and all the creatures on it.
Exactly, and so it is really quite relevant to the world we're living in today.
I hope so. That was the intention.
If you want a pair of tickets to it, ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is pick up your telephone right now and call 428-1393, 428-1393, and you will have a pair of tickets, thanks to the KSFR Pledge Drive, because we want you to go to this play, and we also would like to raise some funds for our station. We have a report from the control room. Don't we? Oh, I thought we did.
I'm here. Hey, we just had a phone ring. People have been just engrossed in your conversation about this play. So we'll have some people to thank
soon.
But also
call.
Okay.
428-1393. So this is just in time for the 400th anniversary of Santa Fe.
Yes, I thought it would be a good time to do it. At the very end of the celebrations, a little reminder of the title of the city of Santa Fe has St. Francis's name in it. It's
exactly.
Actually the royal city of the faith of St. Francis. And sometimes it's good to remind ourselves, I think.
Now, the Lion and the Lamb, the revolutionary spirit of St. Francis of Assisi, how did you come up with that title?
Well, one of the things that intrigues me about Francis is that I think a lot of people, particularly those who've grown up with some religious teaching, think that Francis was this recluse who lived in a cave and went out and talked to the birds. And in fact, he was a very dynamic, very involved, very engaged man who had an extraordinary amount of courage. Personal courage as well as political courage. He took on enormous powers. He fought corruption, and truly stood for the principles that he devoted his life to in every way that he could, including taking an extraordinary trip to Egypt during the Fifth Crusade, and went through the enemy lines of the Saracen to meet with Sultan Al-Kamil, who was himself an Islamic scholar, the Sultan. And there is, it's interesting because there are reports of this meeting on the Christian side and on the Islamic side. There's documentation on both sides. And I thought that was an interesting opportunity to explore the three religions, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. So that opened up a sort of wonderful window in the play.
Why did Francis go?
He actually went to sue for peace. The Crusades, as I'm sure many people know, were quite an appalling activity. The crusading armies allegedly went to recover Jerusalem from Saladin originally, and then Saladin's sons and nephews. And what happened was just extraordinary looting and carnage. And as is said in the play, they also slaughtered Eastern Christians and Jews as well as Saracens. It was just a bloodbath. And the subject keeps coming up with the Iraqi war because, as you recall, President Bush said it was another crusade, and that sort of opened up a Pandora's box of cultural memory. So I thought it was an interesting thing to explore now. Back to the lion and the lamb, these are obviously major Christian symbols, and my thought was, in many ways, that's what Francis was. He seemed like a lamb, but inside he had the heart of a lion. So,
part of it, too, was that as a young man, he was actually embroiled in the rivalry between rivalry cities, you know, Umbria and, not Umbria, Assisi and Perugia. They were rivals back then in the old Italian city-states, and so he was sent off to war to fight amongst that, and he was as an upper middle class type of individual. But I think part of his ongoing conversion, as Deborah stated, that it wasn't just a one instant type of thing, it was an ongoing life struggle. He saw a lot of slaughter, he killed a lot of people. I mean, he was involved in it, he had blood on his hands, and then he was taken prisoner. And I think that was probably the beginning of his struggles with the deprivation part of it, as far as there was more to life than just this defense of materialism and wealth. And that's really what war is about, defense of materialism and wealth.
I think that the play is a wonderful opportunity to talk about the tension between power and truth. St. Francis ended up being a person who speaks the truth from a very deep place, and he's out there talking to God, the sun, the grass, the animals. There's a four-legged creature.
Oh, yeah.
So cute.
We have a four-legged actor in the cast.
You have a four-legged actor in the
boogie.
Cast.
It's quite wonderful.
It's a wolf. That's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. And you have the power of the clergy very well represented in the form of a bishop who doesn't want St. Francis to speak the way he's speaking, doesn't want that truth. And when you think about how religions and bureaucracies of any kind calcify and become rigid, and then a truth teller who is more true to the original mission than the current structure is comes in, it disrupts everything.
Yes. Well, that's why I used the word revolutionary, because what had happened in early 13th century Italy is that the Holy See, was waging war, and anyone who disagreed with doctrine could be put to the sword, which is why I bring up the Cathars, because they were quite an extraordinary group and were made war on by the powers of the church. This is not anti-church, but sometimes we need reminding of what the original intent was.
Exactly.
And Francis, he was a very practical, literal man. He really believed to walk in the footsteps of Christ himself. And to me, Christ was always a communist. Well, not a doctrinaire communist, but, you know, he's definitely for the poor, definitely for the people who were disenfranchised, oppressed in life. And Francis really took that literally, followed in those footsteps, and gave up everything to live amongst the so-called wretched. And I think that was the blessedness involved in all our lives. Like Deborah said earlier, do you make that decision to help someone out or pursue your own personal ambitions?
We're talking to Deborah Dennison and Angela Jaramillo about the play The Lion in the Lamb, The Revolutionary Spirit of St. Francis of Assisi. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, it is the KSFR Fun Drive. It is the time that we ask you to help. The number is 428-1393. That's in the 505 area code, 505-428-1393. And we are trying to make a goal of $1,500 as we do every morning. I think we've hit it every morning so far. Sometimes we've even made $2,000 during the Radio Cafe. So we would like to do that again. So buy your tickets now and above all, make a contribution to KSFR. Deborah, can you tell me a little bit about, are you a public radio listener?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I'm a huge supporter of public radio. I think it's a terribly important part. In fact, it's not irrelevant to the point of the play, which is that there has to be somebody who speaks the truth. And one of the things that's wonderful about public radio is that you can go there to find out an unspun version of what's going on. I'd like to say unsolicited. I would encourage everybody to support Radio Cafe. It is a service to all of us here. You bring us all sorts of interesting news and things that we need to know. And, we need you here. And so please, people, do support.
428-1393. Angelo, are you also a public radio listener?
Igualmente. Toda la gente. Likewise for all the people. It's just too bad that we live in this world where mainstream corporatism has taken over everything. And there's nothing better than when people do it on their own independently to kind of say and give a voice to all people as opposed to what is just manufactured. And that's why I've always listened to your show for many years. I listen to KSFR and many other stations that just bring you an independent voice and that want to give other people like Deborah and I an opportunity to be able to express what we are doing in the community.
428-1393 is the number, 428-1393. And both of you have been frequent guests on this show over the years. You as a poet, Angelo as an actor, as a person working in the schools with kids who are having a hard time, and Deborah in your many roles in theater as actor and director and playwright. You have an amazing amount of energy and talent that you are bringing to this city, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, well,
both of you.
It's been wonderful to be here. We're going into our fifth year of existence with the Arden Players, and it's been an interesting journey.
Yes, indeed. Tell us more about how you founded the Arden Players.
Oh dear. Well, I had done worked in the theater and trained in New York and London, and then I went into the film industry for a number of years and moved here. And I suddenly realized that I'd better get back to my first love before I was too old to do it.
Your first love, the stage.
The first love is the theater, yes. My mother was in the Broadway theater. And
is that right?
Yes, in the 40s.
I thought you were from Ireland.
No. There's Irish blood in my family.
Oh, okay.
But I was in Ireland when I was 2 years old, walking the stony beaches near Dublin. I grew up in Britain, and I was born in New York, so I'm kind of a world nomad.
Right. And Angela, how did you enter theater?
Well, theater was my third love. My first love was basketball. My second was marijuana. But I entered theater at Capitol High School.
This is uncensored public radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Medical marijuana. I entered theater my senior year at Capitol High School at the Capitol Academy of Performing Arts with Bryant Font, who the theater is named after,
yes,
before he passed away. And that was the first time I ever stepped on stage. I was a jock, and all the other jocks made fun of me. They called me this and that. But I didn't care. It was like a calling. It was very, very similar to Francis's calling. But then I went to Highlands University at Ilfeld Auditorium, which is this old, very gothic type of theater that was built in 1912. For Ilfeld's daughter. And anyways, that's where I really busted my chops and earned my stripes. And after that, you get addicted. They call it the bug, and you just go with it.
The number is 428-1393. We've just got a couple of minutes left before speaking of the arts. Let's get a report from the control room. in a few minutes. Well,
yeah, we've had some calls, and I've not gotten any names yet. I'm sure Anonymous has called, and I think I peeked over someone's shoulder, and a Cynthia, who has called before, I believe, as one of our callers. Yes, Cynthia, and
we'll get some names in a moment.
Batki is her name, and Beth Jones. She's a cast member of the Lion and the Lamb. Okay, great.
Wonderful, thank you. And keep those phones ringing. 428-1393 is the number. It is it's a funny thing, this thing about watching the life of St. Francis as portrayed by Angela Jaramillo and all the other people in the cast.
We have a wonderful cast.
You have a wonderful cast. And one of the things that's interesting about it is that women joined this order in an era where that was very uncommon.
Very. I mean, women did join holy orders, but for a young woman, we're talking about Claire, the famous Sister Claire, who, again, came from a very wealthy family, very comfortable. And she ran to Francis and said, "I want to join you." And so Francis set a sort of parallel order with the poor Clares, who still exist today, as do the Franciscans.
Yeah. So it wasn't co-ed. They had kind of a separate
structure. They were separate, but they communicated constantly, and the relationship between Francis and Claire was extremely close. Filmmakers have decided in the past that they had an affair, but there is absolutely no historical evidence of that.
Well, how would there be historical evidence of that?
Somebody wrote a letter. Somebody said, "Gee, you know what I saw?"
DNA testing.
But in fact, one of the challenges
the blue dress.
Yes, exactly. the blue dress. One of the challenges as a playwright is that although Claire and Francis were incredibly close, they actually didn't spend a lot of time together.
Right.
So how do you put that on stage?
Yeah, exactly. Well, a very challenging play to write. And here we are in the 400th anniversary of Santa Fe, the patron saint of Santa Fe being St. Francis of Assisi. This play, The Lion and the Lamb, The Revolutionary Spirit of St. Francis of Assisi, by Deborah Dennison, with Angelo Jaramillo and many other wonderful actors, including Beth Jones and Jonathan Richards. And
Tad Jones.
And Tad Jones.
Yes.
And many others. You'll just have to go see it for yourself. And please give a call to us right now, 505-428-1393. 428-1393. We want to make our goal this hour. We want you to see this wonderful play, and I want to thank you for giving us tickets for our listeners.
My pleasure.
It's this hour only, so get on it, ladies and gentlemen. Deborah Dennison and Angela Jaramillo, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a break right now, and that break will be a wonderful opportunity for you to call. 428-1393. We'll be right back. And I would like now to introduce Robert Knott. He is the education reporter for the Santa Fe New Mexican, which is the purveyor of the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday arts magazine in that fine newspaper. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning.
Speaking of the arts.
Look who's on the cover.
Lang Lang. I'm going on Monday night.
Well, that's at where? 6 o'clock at the...
At the Santa Fe Opera.
Well, where else?
Where else? Lang Lang being an incredibly famous, wonderful, amazing, genius piano player.
And it's the Santa Fe Concert Association production. You can call 986-5900. My understanding is you can have dinner at La Fonda with him following the concert. But you probably have to pay extra for that. And they have a separate phone number for that. I think it's 984-8759.
Robert Knott, you know what this is right now?
This is just about our anniversary.
It's the KSFR Fun Drive.
Oh, that's good. So the Fun Drive, yes. Well, you should give money, and one thing you need to do to make that happen is to call and make a pledge.
At 428-1393.
It's your own pledge of allegiance to KSFR, your community radio station, which has been around a very long time, and I've been fortunate enough to be around with it. So, yes, call that number and make a pledge and try to support it, and that's all.
And you can still get a pair of tickets to the Arden Players, The Lion and the Lamb, The Revolutionary Spirit of St. Francis of Assisi.
Which opens tonight.
I saw the rehearsal last night. I love it. I really enjoyed it. Not only because of the fact that there's a wolf in it, a also known as a dog.
Well, I'll get to that in a minute.
But that's not a very big part.
It plays at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe, and for a phone number, call 501-1709.
Or call 428-1393.
Oh, that's right, for the tickets.
Yeah, for the tickets, 428-1393. And I would like to make a challenge for people. First of all, we have a $1,500 goal this hour. I don't think we're very close right now, but that is our goal for this hour. And so let's step it up and give us a call, 428-1393. People have been so generous, and it's really been a wonderful thing to be part of KSFR and is an ongoing wonderful thing to be part of KSFR. And during the fun drive, we get to sort of gauge whether you guys are on the same page with us. And so many people have been very generous, whether they give a contribution of $500 or of $5 or more, really anywhere in between. It just makes a big difference. It means that you care. It means that you value KSFR. It means that you like the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. And this hour, this half hour, it means that you like Robert Knott, whether or not he sings.
Well, let's wait until the deductions start falling. I'll sing you a song if you send money in. You'll make KSFR happy all the time. Yeah, I'll be here. I'll sing whatever you want. I'll do a, what do you call it when somebody asks for a request?
It's called a request.
That's right. So if you have a Dean Martin request, pledge, and I'll sing it before the end of the show.
Excellent.
So you said you like doggies.
I do indeed.
Are you positive?
Positive.
Because Doggy Dog is a new art show opening at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, 108 Cathedral Place, with a special dog-friendly reception on Saturday from noon to 3 in the museum's art park, which is off East San Francisco Street. So dogs, assuming they are accompanied by their owners, are welcome. Reception is free, and the exhibit continues through October, and is basically paintings and photos of dogs by Native American artists. It sounds really interesting. 983-1666. One more time, that's Doggy Dog. 3 o'clock Saturday in the museum's art park off San Francisco Street. Show runs through October.
Excellent.
Yes.
And the Mambo Room is happening.
Mambo.
It's at
Mambo with Maris Charlotte.
It's 18 and over now.
Really? It's that much money to get in?
No, it's not much money to get in, and it's
you don't mean 18
Saturday.
Bucks. Oh, you got to be 18 years old to get in.
Yeah, you have to be 18 years old in order to get in. It used to be all these things were 21 years old and over, but now it's very inexpensive. It's less expensive than it was before. It's at El Patio Cafe, formerly known as Cloud Cliff, at 1805 Second Street. And there's tapas. There's all kinds of good things. There's a free class with Mambo Faye at 9:15 and a performance by Tony Perez and Haley Constable.
Excellent.
Yep.
The third annual Santa Fe Renaissance Fair is this weekend over at El Rancho de las Colentorinas on Los Pinos Road. 10 to 6 both days, something you're going to love. The kids are going to love it. The teenagers will probably like it. If you're under 5, there's no charge at all. Otherwise, you've got to pay to get in. Tickets are available at various bank locations, but you can also get them at El Rancho de las Colentorinas. I'll give you a phone number, 471-2261, and that includes like people dressing up in revelry and sword fighting and pirates and antics and broadswords. And
I'll give you a phone number.
Here we go.
428-1393.
I heard that number before.
428-1393.
I've heard that number before. You sound like Marlon Brando in The Godfather.
Yeah, that's because I am.
Oh, hello, Mr. Brando. I thought you were dead.
Yeah, no, I'm not dead no more. I've come back.
Well, that's pretty good.
To KSFR.
That's fine. What brought you back to KSFR, Mr. Brando?
Because I thought that they need a little bit of help from me. Like, if you, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. Go 428-1393 or else.
That's pretty good. What are you saying? Acting in Up in Heaven, by the way?
Mary Lynn, take over.
Okay. Hey, we have to thank Caitlin.
Yay, Caitlin.
And Rebecca.
Is that Caitlin with a C?
Caitlin with the C, right?
How about that?
Is there any other Caitlin?
There are many Caitlins, but there's only one Caitlin.
Okay, and Rebecca Dempsey and Charlotte Dempsey as well. And I believe it's Charlotte Dempsey. And you know, we had this flurry right after, you know, we went to the break, and now we've got 3 phones available again. So give us a call.
That's because they're listening to me. They're like, oh, we can't tear ourselves away from the radio.
Yeah, but now we need another flurry.
Well, then I can leave.
No, we don't want you to leave.
We're not going to flurry until November, December. It's hot out. Oh, it's Mr. Brando again. So what we were speaking. This is pretty good. I get to interview you. what shows are you acting up in heaven?
Oh, there's one about St. Francis of Assisi.
Really? Why was he a
sissy? Which you can get tickets to.
Let's hear the phone number.
428-1393, I'm just saying.
My God, no wonder people thought you kept doing the same act for 40 years. I've heard of a streetcar named Desire, but...
I'm mopping from cloud to cloud. I'm playing the harp. You know.
Do you know Harpo?
Yeah, of course. He's my friend. He's playing the harp on the next cloud over.
Does he say much to you?
No, you kidding? He doesn't talk. He wears a curly wig.
It's a wig? It's not the real thing?
Well, you know, I don't go as heaven. I don't go pulling his hair.
Well, I see, but a lot of people think that wasn't your real jowls in The Godfather.
This is confidential.
Okay, go ahead. Nobody will hear it.
No, it's confidential. I'm not talking.
Yeah, but you have to say something.
Something.
Sam Shepard, another luminary, is going to be in town reading from his book, Day Out of Days, which is a terrific collection of short stories. 5 o'clock Thursday at the Inn and Spa Loretto, part of the Garcia Street Books Meet the Artist series. It's free, but seating is limited. Here's the phone number, 986-0151. I bet you have
a
phone number, too.
That's a big deal. Oh, bye, Mr. Brando. Yes.
Oh, he left.
He left.
Coincidentally.
And you know what's weird? He just floated up. There's not even a cloud. He just floated straight up.
That's fascinating. This is like meeting Superman and Clark Kent. You keep running in the other room to change clothes.
Not at all.
No, you're positive. All right. Yeah, Sam Shepard is a big deal. That's
I love
Thursday
Sam
night.
Shepard.
Well, you need to go to this town. I'm telling
I
you,
guess
those
I
stories
do.
Are great.
Yeah.
And what do you know about Joan Logie?
She's a wonderful poet, and she's our new poet laureate here in Santa Fe.
And she's got a ton of events happening.
A ton.
Well, she's got a few. There's a piece on her in today's Pasta Tempo. Take a look and see on page 18. But she's doing a number of events, including the Women's Festival of the Book at the New Mexico History Museum on October 2nd. And she's going to be doing something called Joan and the Giant Pencil at the New Mexico Museum of Art on September 26th. Take a look at the PASA. Look at the nice story by Jill Batson. And there's also a calendar of events. And if you want to get out of town this weekend, there's the Pewaukee River Art Tour.
Yay.
You said it. 10 to 5, Friday and Saturday.
We like
Head
rivers.
On up there. Check out PewaukeeRiverArtTour.com.
Now, the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary is having an open house Saturday and Sunday this weekend from 10 to 4, and you can find out about their little, happy, lovely senior animals and visit them in their peaceful country setting.
That's
and you
nice.
Can learn about wellness and health care and all kinds of good things, and there's refreshments and talks and by veterinarians, and you can check their website for more information. The website is kindredspiritsnm.org.
Cool. Now, what do you know about the open house over at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design?
Oh, yeah, they're having a big event. Tell us about it.
Well, it's from 1 to 6 on Sunday. It's at the campus over there on St. Michael's, 1600. And they're going to have music, art, drama, literature, fun, and friendship, they claim. Free food and performances by such groups as Anthony Leon and the Chain, Maria Benita Dance Company, Wise Fool, Mariachi Diferencia, y otros.
Fun, friendship, and food.
Programas especial. Sí, es de uno a seis in Sunday. So head on over there. St. Michael's Drive, 1600. Formerly known as, and probably will be such for at least a year, as the College of Santa Fe.
Yeah, it's going the way of the Via Linda Mall.
I know.
Which changed its name, but nobody uses the new name.
I know.
Okay, so we had a while back, not too long ago, during theater festival, Santa Fe Theater Festival, a reading of the play Broken Hammer. Well, the National Museum of Nuclear Science and History is doing a staged reading of Broken Hammer by Robert Benjamin on Tuesday, the 21st of September, and there's refreshments at 6 o'clock, and at 7 o'clock is the performance, followed by Q&A, and it's in Albuquerque. It's at 601 Eubank Southeast.
Nice.
Yep.
The Rosenberg Collection at 901 Canyon Road has visions of three photographers. That includes Martin Rosenberg, also James Hart and Ray Belcher, opening tonight 5 to 8. Exhibit runs through September.
And the Martin Rosenberg is one of our board members at KSFR.
Excellent. It's at 901 Canyon Road, which is at the corner of Palace, right as Palace turns into Canyon.
Right by the tea house.
577-7419. That's tonight. And there's a nice piece by Paul Weideman in today's Pasta Tiempo about these three photographers, Ray Belcher, James Hart, and Marty Rosenberg, who's a great guy, by the way.
Excellent. Yes, he is indeed.
And I like seeing him walk his dog down Alameda and sometimes visits with my dog. If people have dogs and they treat them nicely, I always think a little more of them.
Yes.
Hey, do you know much about the Capitol Steps?
Yes, I like the Capitol Steps.
Well, they're
political satire.
And they're coming here on Tuesday.
I love it.
Well, it's at the Lenzik. It's presented by the Santa Fe Community College, and they're going to be bringing in their special show. There's a piece in today's PASA once again. They're going to be doing the Liberal Shop of Horrors here. Call the Lenzik, 988-12344 in Formation.
And let's see, tonight, if you've got nothing else to do, and there's certainly a lot else to do, the Lenzik presents Big Screen Classics 2001, A Space Odyssey, the sci-fi masterpiece by director Stanley Kubrick.
They're 9 years behind the times.
Well, that film was made in 1968.
Oh, so they're 42 years behind the times.
You're very, very good at math.
Wait a minute, Mr. Brando's back?
428-1393. We want that flurry. We want that flurry of phone calls, ladies and gentlemen, right now.
And Mary, if you can't give us a flurry, at least give us a flossing.
We don't want a flossing. Well, you can have a flossing. Don't floss me. Mary Lynn.
Yeah, all the phones are free again, and we do have to thank Anonymous, of course.
Yes.
And Charlotte Cook.
Yay.
And lastly, Paula James.
Oh, thank you, Paula. Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you, everybody. 428-1393. We need that flurry of calls in order to make our $1,500 goal. I'm not sure what we're up to. The email is down, and the internet connection is down in the Santa Fe Bacon Company, so I can't have my secret chat with Mary Lynn at the same time that we're doing the show.
Can people pledge by computer?
Yes, they can go to ksfr.org. Okay. ksfr.org.
They can also drive out there at the community college and leave you a check.
Yes, they can come into the Santa Fe Bacon Company right now and give me a check.
Or money?
Yeah, somebody did that. I was supposed to give it yesterday. I forgot. I'm going to have to drive it in today.
Why don't you sign it over to me? I'll bring it down to the KSFR immediately.
You're turning red when you say that. I'm just telling people.
Well, I know.
So we have also an Oakland-based performance artist and writer, Gray DeYoung, formerly known as Shannon DeYoung when she was here last time. And she has a play called Burst. It's directed by Tanya Taylor Rubinstein.
Oh, that's right.
Presented by Santa Fe Performing Arts. She did a version of it last year, and it is a wonderful one-woman show. It looks at sanity, and it looks at kind of craziness. It's a very funny and poignant and profound play about her own experience. I think it's probably a little bit fictionalized, but it's full of psychiatrists and family and dance and life, and it's basically about her experience of being diagnosed as bipolar 2 when she was in San Francisco, and it's about living in the Far East and Vietnam, and about clarity and confusion. She's just an incredibly talented young woman, and so this is happening. Where is it happening? 2 weekends. This weekend and next weekend. I think I'm going to have her on the air a week from today.
It's at the Armory for the Arts on
Altagas
Trail.
Yeah.
984-1370. The show's at 8 o'clock tonight.
Yep.
And the other theater shows this weekend include The Lion and the Lamb, presented by the Art and Players at 8 o'clock at El Museo Cultural. 10 Tiny Epics in an Outlet Mall by Theater Grotesco down there at the Outlet Mall. That's at 7 o'clock. And Susanna Guillaume has a one-woman show called The Pinnacle of My French Ambition, about which I know nothing, but it's at 8 o'clock at the Rail Yard, and you can call 982-8309. The pinnacle's like the top.
Uh-huh.
I used to say the pinnacle.
It's the zenith.
Like the pinnacle of my success, but I was wrong.
Yeah, but, you know, it's okay. It's not the first time.
Well, I'm a card.
428-1393. All phones are available.
What do you mean it was not the first time? Wait a minute.
That was a delayed reaction. That was cute.
Let's remind people the Santa Fe Artist Market's still going on next to Site Santa Fe, 9 to 1 on Saturday. And also the Santa Fe Farmer's Market's going on 7 to noon on Saturday. On Sunday, you can go over to the Pueblo of Tsuki Flea Market, 8 to 4. There's also the Santa Fe Flea Market at the Downs. I haven't been out there yet, have you?
No, but I want to go out there. I miss the old flea market. In the 90s, I don't know when it changed, but there was this moment when the flea market got a little bit more like a, I don't know, I don't want to say anything bad about it, but it was really great before.
It lost its old time. Yeah, I know, I know.
It lost its, because what they made it really virtually impossible for somebody who wanted to clean out their garage and take all their treasures, put them on a cloth on the ground, you know, pay a little fee and be there for the whole day. That doesn't happen anymore because they changed the rules.
Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
I also got some treasures. One time I went there, and somebody had threw a bunch of clothes on the ground, And they were fabulous, and they were all my size, and they were, you know, a silk skirt and a beautiful sweater and a funny shirt and all these things. And I picked up 17 pieces of clothing, and I tried them on. I picked up more, but I came up with 17. And I said to the guy, so how much do you want for these? And he said, let's see, for that whole set of clothes that you got there, how about $3? I gave him $3.
And that's why people should give $3 to KSFR.
They should give more than that.
Exactly. We're only a third of the way towards your goal of 1,500. So we have only like, 12, 11 minutes to do that. But we can do it.
We can do it. Ladies and gentlemen, 428.
You're nobody to give money to KSFR.
428-1393. Write that number down. 428-1393. And, you know, there's a good reason to give to KSFR, and that is because you listen to KSFR. That is the best reason. You can get some wonderful tickets to the theater. You can get all sorts of excellent prizes. But the main reason to give is because KSFR is the station that you listen to. The Radio Cafe is what you listen to. And I am asking each one of you, as if you were here in the Santa Fe Baking Company and we were sharing a cup of coffee or tea or chai or whatever it is that you like to drink, to just give as if you were giving maybe $1 a day or maybe 25 cents a day. Figure out the math. Figure out what you can afford.
For a week or for a year?
For a year. For every day you listen. Let's say
you
listen every weekday.
So since you're doing that, do the math for us.
No, you do it.
Well, 25 cents times 7, everybody knows, is $1.75. So $1.75 times 52 comes out to approximately, let me see, add the 3, do the 4 there. I'd say that's roughly $100. Might be closer to 98, 92 or something, but.
Yeah, it's like 90 bucks.
All right.
So maybe give half of it now, give half later. You can also, there's a thing that we have instituted, and it's really easy to do now. If you want to give a contribution of $15 a month, let's say, that's 50 cents a day, approximately, you can make a contribution and it will just be deducted in a safe and secure way each month. And that way, each fund drive, you can say, I've already given because you're on the monthly plan.
Right. But if you look at your checkbook and you got $8.42 left, you can give the $8.42 to KSFR, right?
You can do that.
Okay.
Do you keep your checkbook that balanced and up to date?
When it gets down to $8.42, I certainly do.
428-1393.
Let's talk about some things happening Monday night.
Oh, yes, let's.
Night Beat Poetry Slam at El Farol, 8 o'clock. Musical accompaniment at welcome. Get out there and do your poetry. No charge. Patricia Shapiro, the author, is going to talk about the book Coming Home to Yourself, 18 Wise Women Reflect on Their Journeys. That's Monday night at 6 at Collected Works on Galisteo. Free. And meanwhile, if you want to head over to the Marriott, the courtyard at Marriott, for a little lecture, How Did the Maya Feed the Multitudes? Payson Sheets, an anthropologist, will be speaking about that at 7:30 at the courtyard by Marriott, which is down on Cerrillos Road. No charge. It's the Santa Fe Archaeological Society lecture series opening salvo in their seasonal lecture series. So lots of things to do on a Monday night. Tuesday night, we talked about Capital Steps. Wednesday night, we have State of Grace, which is a multimedia presentation by the husband and wife team of Rebecca and Robert Bluestone. At the Lensic, 7 o'clock, very inexpensive to get in, 988-1234, and again, that's Wednesday night. So there are events, the thing about Santa Fe, you said this earlier, and we find this when we do the show, is that there is so much happening that even if you wanted to go every night, you're not going to catch everything. You have to figure out where you want to go and when, but we do our best on the show to reflect that, and as always, we will take your press releases, which we hope are full and have all the information and are not in attachments.
Yes.
And the Pasta Tempo still has a really up-to-date, really good calendar where you can find all this information out. Take a look and see.
Yep, Pasta Tempo is terrific, especially, well, every day. I mean, the Pasta Tempo is terrific every week. The New Mexican's great every day, but Fridays especially is the day to get that paper.
And Santa Fe Art Institute has their monthly open studio Thursday night. Did you know that?
It was yesterday.
It was?
Yeah.
It's in our PASA calendar. If we made a mistake, we apologize. You know what? You can always call the Institute at 424-5050 and find out what's going on.
424-5050.
Yeah, and again, that's Thursday night, which, just one more time, that's the same night as Sam Shepard. It's free, 5 o'clock, but you got to call in advance or show up in advance because the seating's limited. And I'm telling you, that is a terrific book of short stories.
And on Sunday, the Santa Fe Mountain Center is having their 30th anniversary celebration. And the Santa Fe Mountain Center is a wonderful organization where they basically teach young people to cooperate with each other through doing,
I wouldn't say risky in the sense that they're that people fall and get hurt or anything like that, because it's done in a very safe way. But done the high ropes things and ladders and all kinds of mountainous skills that people learn, and they can be found at santafemc.org, or you can give them a call at 983-6158.
I'll run through a list of movies opening this weekend. Alpha and Omega is an animated film about a couple of wolf dogs.
Yay.
Devil is supposedly a scary movie about some people that get in an elevator, get stuck, and one of them is the devil. Easy A has got Emma Stone as a young girl turning around the scarlet letter idea in high school. That's over at Regal 14. Father of My Children is a Swedish picture, and I apologize if I don't know that. There is a little mini blurb in the paper today at the screen. And of course, Joaquin Phoenix's documentary of his own breakdown is opening at the screen. And then if you want a big budget kind of action film with a romance, The Town, Ben Affleck picture, opens at Regal 14 today.
Excellent.
And I still want to plug The Kids Are All Right, holding on at DeVargas, Regal DeVargas, a nice little romantic drama with Annette Bening and Julianne Moore. Machete is a lot of fun, homage to 1970s exploitation flicks, Regal 14. And you can't go wrong with Toy Story 3, probably, out at Regal North, if the kids are still interested. It's at the Second Run Theater. And you can't go wrong giving money to KSFR, can you?
No, you cannot. Wrong is that place where you cannot go
if
wrong.
If you want to give some dough, call KSFR. Call them right now. We've got the number. It's easy to learn, though I forgot it. I don't know, somehow. What's the number? 424?
428-1393.
So, 428-13. What's the rest of it?
93.
It's for you and also for me. So call KSFR.
You make such a good Doris Day.
You know what? I never really cared for her, oddly enough. A couple of her pictures I liked, but she wasn't kind of the female vocalist that I was drawn to. But I always do every song sort of in a Dean Martin thing. But thank you for saying that all the same. And incidentally, she's a great animal lover. As is Bridget Bardot.
Really?
Who I'd rather watch than Doris Day.
4281.
No clothes on.
Yeah, whatever. 428-1393. We're getting to our goal, I hope. Mary
Lynn.
Yeah,
we're coming up on the halfway mark.
Okay.
And we have thanks to Jonathan Richards and Claudia Jessups.
Those guys.
Don Heinbecker and Paula James.
Nice.
Thank you all.
Jonathan's in the Art and Player show.
He's in St. Francis of Assisi.
So there's a little nod to that. And him and the show over at El Museo.
Hey, yeah. Can you say when that's happening again for folks?
The El Museo?
Yes.
It is opening tonight, and it runs for several weekends.
Three weekends. At El Museo Cultural. Here's the phone number.
So can they go to any of those showings?
Yes. If you win, you can go to any of the showings. They'll just have your name down on a list, and they can go to any show.
8 o'clock at the Knights. Actually, I think the Sunday shows are 8 o'clock. Is that correct?
No, it's at Sunday matinees at 2, 8 o'clock on Friday and Saturday.
Okay. And call the following phone number if you're not getting the tickets through KSFR.
428-1393.
That's the KSFR, but if you need to call for the Art and Players down the line, it's 501-1709.
Right, but don't do that right now.
No, try to get the tickets through KSFR.
Yes.
I wasn't trying to. I'm just letting them have a number for longer on. Since I won't be here next weekend, Rob DeWalt will be here to clown around with you.
Yes. Rob DeWalt will be here to clown around. Hey, we'll miss you.
Well, thanks. I'll be back the following week to maybe help plug something I'm doing at Warehouse 21.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And how are we doing for time?
We just got 2 minutes left, three minutes left.
You got any final things you want to say about people giving money?
Well, you know, it's funny that there are so many more people listening right now than who love the show, who like the show, who love the station, than actually make that move to pick up the phone.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think there is some feeling of being a spectator. You're an observer. You're outside of it.
So if you give money, you're more of a participant?
If you give money, you're more of a participant. And there are people who understand. It's sort of like the helping your neighbor thing. You know, you can say, well, gosh, my neighbor is in trouble. I guess they screwed up. Or you can say, my neighbor's in trouble. I'm going to help them.
I'll bring a bag of food or something.
Yeah, or you know, somebody, I mean, as the just the simple example that Deborah gave, somebody falls down, you pick them up. We're not falling down. We're not mortally wounded here at KSFR. We just need the help. Because
you want to get up the stairs.
Well, we want to get to Christmas.
we want to get into the new year. We want to get into the next year. It's not an expensive operation by any means. It's not like an arts organization that has a huge facility and costumes and props and all kinds of people. We have very few paid employees.
But the community has to decide whether it values KSFR, and one way to show that is, of course, to give. And again, I know sometimes you roll your eyes when I say these things, but honestly, you have like $12. That'd be terrific.
Yeah,
send
I mean, whatever you feel.
There's no too small of an amount.
No. And those people, I mean, there are some people who don't have a job and they say, well, I'm going to give $5 anyway. But there are people who have wonderful jobs, and we ask you also to step up and say, hey, this is my community radio station and I'm going to support it. You know, I go to the farmer's market and I buy my tomatoes. I hear about it on KSFR, so I'm going to give them some tomatoes.
Nice. Good.
428-1393.
God forbid I should say you look like a cute tomato this morning.
Oh, God forbid you should say that.
All right.
You nut. Hey, I'm hearing the music. That
so
means it's time for
I
you
hear
to
music and it's
shut
time
the
to
heck
go.
Up.
I know, I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Well, it's wonderful to have you on. Robert Knott is with the Pasatiempo with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's actually more the education reporter now mm-hmm. than arts, and I love reading your education
Thanks,
stories.
And I have a column on Mondays. Please pay attention if you're interested.
Please pay attention. And it's time to go. I'm not sure if we reach our goal, but Mary Lynn will be giving you a report after the news. 428-1393 is the number. We'll see you next week. We've got some great programs lined up for you next week. And you can reach me, by the way, at radiocafe@ksfr.org. My podcasts are at santafe.radiocafe.org. And you can hear us always streaming at ksfr.org 24/7. So thank you, Mary Lynn. Thank you, staff, board, volunteers, and listeners of KSFR. One more time, the phone number, 428-1393. Robert, thank you so much. We've been doing this now for 6 years.
I know.
It's wonderful.
Thanks.
Hasta la vista.
Bye.
Ciao.
Don't do...